Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the big 100. Yep, episode 100 of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. It's amazing to think that we're into three figures. Lindsay, welcome back onto the podcast. Congratulations, 100 podcasts. That's good going, bud.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It hardly feels like it. It really just feels like we have chatted a couple of times. So that's quite amazing.
Absolutely. Lindsay, today's question. The last 2 days, we've chatted quite a bit about the Comrades training programs and looking at, first of all, how to choose the right training program for you. Yesterday, we chatted about the sort of different paces of those training programs, the various runs within them and how to run those training runs. Today, I wanted to chat to you a little bit about the thinking behind having time-based programs as opposed to distance-based programs. So, for instance, on your training program, you might say on a Tuesday run for 60 minutes, on a Thursday run for 70 minutes, on a weekend run for 2 hours. What's the thinking behind having a time-based program as opposed to saying to someone, go out and run 10Ks or run 12Ks or your long run needs to be 30Ks? Can you talk us through the thinking behind that?
Yeah, so look, the original thinking is in some ways become obsolete thanks to the advent of GPS tracking. But when I started out my coaching career a little over 10 years ago, I was looking for a way to stop runners from pushing themselves too hard. Okay, so we can use heart rate training, but for a lot of people that's an expensive piece of equipment. So how else do I control their intensity? And the thing that I did notice, even in myself, but also training partners and over the years, if you prescribe someone a 10K training run every Wednesday for the next 3 weeks, it's very difficult to resist the urge to run that 10K faster every week, which starts to compromise the intensity, because if it says run easy, then you must run easy, talking pace. So it's possible to get a little quicker as you get fitter, but we don't want you actively chasing that faster time. And so that's really the crux of the matter. Now, obviously, with the advent of GPS, if I prescribe you an hour, unfortunately now, over the next 3 weeks, every week, you could just easily set yourself the challenge of running further in each hour, which is not what we want. So the idea behind it is to take away the competitiveness of the training, particularly on the easy days, and so that you know that you're running for an hour regardless of the intensity that you run at, so you might as well run it at the intensity that is intended in the session. Look, it worked really, really well, and I think in the people who've used it over the years, it still does work well. I think it's more your new runner now that with GPS will look at the GPS and now, if you can afford a GPS, you can afford a heart rate monitor. And now we need to control that intensity by actually either prescribing a specific pace to stick to or prescribing a heart rate zone that that person must stay in.
Brilliant. It's funny you mentioned heart rate zones, because we're going to got a question about that tomorrow as well. So come back tomorrow for the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. If you listen to this podcast, by the way, on a platform like iTunes or Stitcher, please could I ask you a massive favor. If you wouldn't mind just leaving us a review or rating, if you do find value in these podcasts, what that does is it just helps other people find the podcast and helps us spread the message as well, and gets us in front of more eyeballs and eardrums. So until tomorrow, for myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.